Scientists have been working on artificial intelligence since at least the 1960s, and they've passed many milestones, computers winning at chess, and now the Chinese game Go, and apps like Siri on an iPhone answering all manner of questions. But as smart as all that sounds, it's nothing compared to the kind of nuanced and intuitive thinking humans do all the time, like, for instance, looking at a picture and telling you what they see. Devi Parikh and Dhruv Batra are assistant professors of electrical and computer engineering at Virginia Tech. Like parents of a precocious child, they're teaching this computer to see and interpret a complex world.
What is the man doing?
Because you're listening to this story on the radio or the web, you can't see what the man is doing, but the computer can tell you.
Surfing.
This would be a small step for a child, but it's a giant leap for a machine. This relatively new field in artificial intelligence is called visual question answering, or VQA. Not only could it be of help to the visually impaired, but also to people who are what they call situationally impaired.
Whether you're driving and you can therefore no longer look at your phone to see what picture was just sent to you, or you're an analyst who has thousands of hours of video in front of you and you cannot possibly spend thousands of hours looking through that video footage, can just query an AI agent and say, did a man in a red shirt cross the street between 3 and 4 p.m. on any Tuesday?
Right now, visual question answering is still in its infancy.
What is on the plate?
No.
It's a baby with a very grown-up voice, if not yet 100% accuracy.
We often find that computer vision is, in some ways, an unfortunate area to be working in because it comes so naturally to us that when our systems make mistakes, people are like, how could it get that wrong? That's so obvious. So it's a challenge to convince people of how difficult these things are.
Parikh says the computer gets the right answer about 60% of the time. That's because while computers are very good at quickly retrieving data, not so much at visually recognizing unique or everyday objects, like something as simple as your basic chair.
If you think about what chairs look like, the color is not consistent. The shape need not be consistent. The texture need not be consistent. So visually, it's not clear what makes a chair. It's just that when you look at the object, you can imagine yourself sitting in it, and that's what makes a chair a chair. And so visually, that's a much more challenging problem to be able to recognize any chair that you may not have seen before.
And even though Watson, the computer, beat the humans on Jeopardy, says Batra.
But interestingly, for everyone at home who watched Watson win, there was not a single image question, and that was by design. There are estimates of a significantly large percentage of the human brain is devoted to performing visual recognition and visual processing, and that's something that we're trying to connect the bridge between understanding language, understanding visual data, whether it's images or videos, and then producing an answer.
So Batra and Parikh had to build a deep, rich database. Computers are, of course, good at handling a lot of data, but it takes humans to frame the exact questions and scenarios that might arise.
We ask the humans to try to stump a smart robot.
Larry Zitnik is with Facebook's Artificial Intelligence Research Lab. He's a partner on the Visual Question Answering Project.
One of the biggest challenges right now in AI is trying to figure out actually how to measure the intelligence of the machines. And that's really the main emphasis of the visual question answering data set, is try to get a better handle on how far along we are.
Last fall, the team made its data set public. Now others at universities and research institutes all over the country are working with it to see which team's computers return the most accurate answers to these human crowdsourced questions, a kind of SAT for the robot set. They'll announce the winners at a conference on computer vision and pattern recognition in Las Vegas in June. I'm Robbie Harris.